Identity theft shows no signs of slowing down. In fact, more than $14 billion were stolen last year. That's a criminal success story and a wake-up call for everyone else. It can be dangerously easy to steal your identity. LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. If you become a victim, LifeLock will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year by going to LifeLock.com/Salem.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. So happy to have you with us today on the radio and on Rumble. Really excited about the Rumble audience, and folks, we'd love for you to join us wherever you are. You can do that on rumble.com, also on your local radio station. Wow, we've got a terrific show lined up for you today, and I will say this, I'm a little punchy today, so just be warned ahead of time, a little punchy. I was up late last night wrapping up the book. Got to turn the new book in by today. So working on about 2 hours of sleep. So you got to give me a little bit of grace today. Regardless, we're going to have – well, and on top of that, I am burned to a crackly crisp. I was went out to the big USL football game. It's a big deal here in Memphis. We have the Showboats back. And a huge crowd turned out. Great day. Beautiful day, actually, but I didn't realize the sun was as bright as it was. And, sweet mercy, I feel like I've been a Popeye's fried chicken, deep fried. So anyway, we got a lot going on today, a lot happening with Fox News, the big lawsuit. We're going to get into that a little bit later on. Also, our good friend Rita Cosby, Republicans are holding a hearing on crime today in New York City. And we're going to be checking in with Rita Cosby. Did you catch any of the crazy violence over the weekend in Chicago? This was insane. So you got hundreds of these kids, and they're out there causing all sorts of mayhem on the streets of Chicago. And they're in downtown. People are at Millennial Park, and tourists got attacked. There were motorists that were pulled out of their cars and beaten. The kids were literally jumping up and down on a transit bus. Now, my understanding is they actually attacked a bus driver, sent the driver to the hospital. It's insane. And this has been going on for 2 weeks in a row now. But here's the problem with Chicago. They got rid of Mayor Lori Lightfoot, and they replaced Lori Lightfoot with Mayor Lighter Lightfoot. Unbelievable. So the new Chicago mayor is out there, and instead of condemning the violence, instead of calling out the police, and by the way, this guy, this mayor of Chicago, is a radical leftist. He is a defund the police guy. As a matter of fact, they're getting rid of police officers in Chicago, and they're replacing them with therapists, with counselors and psychologists. And I wonder how many therapists they sent out there to try and quell the riot by the children. And according to the mayor, these are just good and decent children. As a matter of fact, Mayor-elect Johnson, Brandon Johnson, said that the problem is these are just good kids. The mayor-elect says, you know what? We've got to take care of these children. We've got to look after these children. It's not constructive to demonize the Utes. No, that's what the mayor-elect in Chicago had to say about this horrible violence over the weekend. Cut number nine.
Because that's how they can eat? the real answer is, how do we make sure, the question is, how do we make sure that people can eat? Look, no one is going to condone, behavior that quite frankly speaks to a level of desperation.
So you're not condoning looting.
I'm saying that people are acting out of desperation. We don't want a society that is acting out of desperation, but you have to pay attention to the cries that people have.
By so you're not that, condoning looting.
There's no way to embrace it. That. What I'm saying is, you can't condone the looting that corporations continue to do every single day when they take tax dollars from black, brown, white folks all over the city of Chicago so that they can turn a profit.
Yeah, well, turning a profit, sir, that's called capitalism. That's what we do here in the United States of America. There's nothing wrong with that. But you know what? There is something wrong with looting, attacking motorists and pulling them out of their vehicles, sir. According to Fox News, one woman said her husband was attacked from the driver's side of his vehicle and beaten after a group of teens jumped up and down on the couple's windshield. The man was taken to a hospital for treatment. This is terrible. Hundreds of police officers were seen escorting frightened tourists back to their cars or hotels to escape the chaos. This was happening right smack in the middle of Chicago's Michigan Avenue. That's sort of like Fifth Avenue for Chicago. Unbelievable. And then you see these videos. And by the way, we've got all this video up on our Rumble channel, or you can check it out for yourself at toddstearns.com. So you have to imagine that all those executives at Walmart are looking at all of this, and they're like, there's no way in the world we want to be in that town, which is why Walmart has announced they're removing four of their stores from Chicago. And now Walmart's coming under fire. You just can't make this up, folks. And we're going to play the audio here in just a moment. But you have black activists out there saying that Walmart pulling out is akin to racism. I want to set this up before we play this audio. But this is mind-blowing. They actually believe that Walmart should continue to lose tens of millions of dollars every year by keeping their stores open in these areas of Chicago that are basically war zones. Cut number 10.
Wonder why?
Yes, sir.
Our communities look like they look.
Well, speak
that
the
we
truth.
Have violence every single day.
Speak the truth.
Yes, Lord.
It is just not on us. Yeah. It is on the corporate citizens that come into our community and ravage our community.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Walmart, you should be absolutely ashamed of yourself. You are the reason that our communities lack the investment that they have. We should not have to go out of our communities to find jobs. We should not have to go out of our communities to get medicine. We should not go out of our communities to be able to shop. We should be able to do all of this in our community.
Right here.
We deserve to be able to shop.
Yes, sir.
Work.
Yes.
Play.
Yes.
In our own community.
Well, let me explain, sir, why you can't do that. And by the way, you don't deserve anything. You got to go and work for it. Now, you want to know why your community looks like a war zone? I'm going to tell you. Because you don't discipline your children. How many of those homes, how many of those neighborhoods just have one-parent families? And I'm not saying that one-parent families, you're raising little hellions, but it's very difficult to raise a child if there's only one parent in the home. But the reason why your communities are wastelands is because you turn them into wastelands. I want to give you an example. Now, the Stearns family came to Memphis back in the 1930s, and they settled in a place called White Haven, which is a suburb of Memphis. Beautiful middle-class community. Great schools, good hospitals, great stores. The first shopping mall in the Memphis area was there. So back in the 1980s, things started to change a little bit. The demographics started to change. My grandparents came home from the Methodist Church one Sunday, and they interrupted a robbery in their home. A couple of weeks after that, they went to the grocery store. When they came back, somebody had stolen one of their cars. And again, this is in a very nice part of Memphis for generations. So what did my grandparents do? They said, you know what? Forget this. Yeah, we're not going to, we don't want to get robbed in our own home. So they packed up and they moved to another area of Memphis, as did just about everybody else. Drive through Whitehaven, Tennessee today, and you put your life in your hands. Now, whose fault is that? Whose fault is that? Same opportunities. When people move into the neighborhood, you got the same opportunities to go to a nice grocery store, go to a nice shopping mall, go to the park. But over time, everything is ruined. It's just ruined. Now, why is that? Now, I'm not saying race is involved at all. I believe it's a mindset. I don't believe it's about race. It is a mindset. In New York City, I'll give you another example. New York City, there's a law in the books. You may not know this, but it's true. In New York City, you have to clean up after your dog, after your pet. So when you're taking your dog out for a walk in New York City, you got to bring along a little pooper scooper. You got to have the little plastic bag and the gloves, the whole nine yards. Kind of makes you wonder who's on the leash, right? So it's interesting because through most of New York, the sidewalks are clean as can be. But by the time you hit Harlem, walking on a sidewalk is like walking through the minefield in the demilitarized zone in North Korea. You got poop all over the place. Now, whose fault is that? Is it the man's fault? Did the man force you not to clean up after your pet? Because everywhere else in the city, everybody cleans up after their pet. But by the time you get to Harlem in New York City, nobody's doing that. And why do you think that is? So back to Chicago. I hate that there are good law-abiding people in those neighborhoods. And they are being punished because of the criminal element. The mayor in Chicago will not deal with crime. And let me tell you something. He's the mayor-elect. You think it's bad now? You just wait until next year at this time. You just wait, good people of Chicago. You're going to be flying down to Dixie faster than you can say Jiminy Cricket. So here we have it, ladies and gentlemen. It is a mess. It is a mess in America. And it is a mess that was created by the Democrats and these anti-cop morons. Yeah, I said it, morons. That's what they are, morons. We got to take a break. 844-747-8868. How do you recommend handling what's happening right now in Chicago? What needs to happen to get these Utes under control? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Traveling to the Holy Land was truly one of the most amazing, life-changing trips of my life. Being able to walk in the same steps that Jesus did is just an overwhelming and powerful experience that I will never forget. Trust me. You're going to want to go visit Israel. For more information, go to holyland.israel.travel. Israel, exactly like nowhere else.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. Wow, so Budweiser, man, are they in a hurt? The official gender fluid beverage for the trans crowd. Anheuser-Busch, realizing they have made an egregious mistake, losing billions of dollars. So over the weekend, they introduced a new ad featuring the Clydesdales. And now that's backfiring because everybody's accusing Budweiser of pandering. So the new ad, pro-America, people are freaking out over this. It features the Clydesdales traversing the country from New York City to the Grand Canyon. The narrator says this is a story bigger than beer. This is the story of the American spirit. No, actually, it's a story of an American company surrendering to the woke transgender mob. The Clydesdale horses pass by some of the most famous American landmarks, the Lincoln Memorial, small towns and farmland, people raising an American flag as one places her hand over her heart. The ad also makes reference to 9/11. Can you believe this? 9/11, they're really bringing up 9/11, thinking this is somehow going to make people return to Budweiser. The ad's narrator says, brewed for those who found opportunity and challenge and hope in tomorrow. So are you buying what Anheuser-Busch is selling here, ladies and gentlemen? Are you buying this newfound patriotism? One Twitter user, Brandon Morse, says, if you're at the point where you're literally referencing 9/11 in hopes it'll make us fly over yokels, run to the store to salute a 12-pack of Bud Light, you should just apologize instead. Hoping we're stupid enough to buy this ad is insulting. Matthew Marsden writes, you aren't putting that genie back in the bottle, guys. Well, there you go. Marsden, by the way, starred in Rambo and Black Hawk Down. So it does make you wonder what the thinking is here. And by the way, is that enough to make you go back? Do you have a problem with the boycott in the first place? I mean, Donald Trump Jr. is out there saying, what's wrong with you people? You people need to be drinking Bud Light. You should not be boycotting this beer. And this is interesting when it comes to the Trump world, because they are liberal on a lot of the culture war issues of the day. President Trump is pro-life, but the president also supports letting people use the bathrooms of their choice. That, I'm just telling you, that's the way it is. But you know what? It doesn't matter, because on Election Day, if he's the nominee, he's getting my vote. I can tell you that much right now. So again, I'm curious, has this new Budweiser pro-America ad, has this caused you to rethink Budweiser? 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I'm telling you, I don't drink beer, but I can tell you, I know pandering when I see it, and that is pandering. And it's one thing to embrace yourself in the American flag. It's another to try and convince people to drink your product by using the Muslim terrorist attacks in 2001. And by the way, do they think that we've forgotten that they went out there and supported a transgender extremist who was targeting children? Do they think that we've forgotten about all of this like it wasn't a big deal? No, this is a big deal. And all of you companies out there, you need to understand that it is a big deal when you are trying to shove an agenda down our throats. Here's a thought. Just sell beer. Just sell your beer. Sell your burgers. Sell your lady products. It's outrageous, folks, just simply outrageous what's happening in this country right now. All right, we're going to be taking your calls. We've got to take a break, so hang tight. If you're on hold, we're going to get to your calls this hour, 844-747-8868. Again, a toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. Folks, I got to tell you about our new friend, Carl Higbee. He is big, he is bold, and he's hosting his own show. Carl Higbee Frontline is on Newsmax. After 9/11, Carl joined the Navy SEALs, spent almost a decade fighting for America. And now Carl continues that fight every night on Newsmax. And that's why you've got to watch Carl Higbee Frontline. You're going to be able to get the latest on President Trump's next move, Biden's most dangerous decision, and the inside story on Ron DeSantis. By the way, tens of millions have already made the switch to Newsmax. And you should, too. You can also download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. And be sure to watch Carl Higbee Frontline tonight. Got to take a break, America. We'll be right back. Your calls coming up.
Traveling to the Holy Land was truly one of the most amazing, life-changing trips of my life. Being able to walk in the same steps that Jesus did is just an overwhelming and powerful experience that I will never forget. Trust me. You're going to want to go visit Israel. For more information, go to holyland.israel.travel. Israel, exactly like nowhere else.
All right, good to have you back with us, everybody. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Program, 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. Let's go to the phones right now. Erica in North Carolina wants to weigh in on Bud Light. Hi, Erica, what's on your mind?
Well, I wouldn't buy Bud Light if I was a drinker. I used to once in a while have a Bud Light, but I wouldn't buy it anymore. It's no longer an American company. It was sold in 2008 to a Belgium company called InBev, and they own hundreds of beer companies all through the world. And so for them to pander that they're pro-American is just a joke.
Well, that they promote themselves as an American company and based in St. Louis. And but I'm with you. I just don't buy any of this. That they've somehow seen the error of their ways, Erica, and now are pro-America.
Right. And, I mean, I love the Clydesdales, and I loved all that promotion years ago. But since 2008, they're no longer an American company. Just because they have headquarters here doesn't make them American. I mean, it's the same with Smithfield. Smithfield's owned in China, so I don't buy any Smithfield products. Yeah, they have factories and companies here, but it's still owned by China. And so I don't want to do business with anybody that isn't a true American company.
You know, Erica, we try on this radio program, we encourage people to buy American and do your homework. And you may end up paying a few dollars more, but you know what? It's well worth it to know they're actually supporting an American company.
Absolutely. And, you know, there are American, there's lots of new brewing companies that are American, and people should be supporting American products, and they should do their homework before they buy a product.
All right. Well, you know what? We're going to leave it there, Erica. Good intel. We appreciate you calling in. By the way, Anheuser-Busch is in fact a Belgian multinational drink and brewing company based in Belgium. Erica, absolutely correct. So there you go. Gotta shop local. That's what we say. Let's go to Memphis, Tennessee. James, listening to us on KWAM, our flagship station. Hi, James, what's on your mind?
I can really appreciate callers like that lady, because that's the only way you're going to defeat these clowns is to keep your money in your pocket.
That's it.
Because these people have used your money as a taxpayer to promote this stupid government that people ought to see it today. If they don't see it, I ain't really into them. But I want to be thankful for people that standing up. You got to stand up. It's just like when you're in the streets, you can say, man, you got to take advantage of somebody trying to take advantage of you. You can't just let somebody, you can't be no chump. Americans is becoming chumps because they are very passive. They the goody-goody world. This ain't no goody-goody world. Hell, I was on the damn war that was started on their life. So what's so goody-goody world? The great idea that came out of these people's mouths that they call the founding fathers, they were slaves. But it was a good idea. So they didn't have ideas in a lot of these countries. They just took your money. The king took your money, and you ain't got nothing to say. So you have to make it. You have to make the idea right. You know, you can always death something, but hell, you ain't doing nothing. But how that lady told them stupid people, to my, she ain't know the way they talking about some, what somebody did. She was talking about her son and a war in Afghanistan, came back to America and got stabbed, got killed in New York City. And they act like it wasn't nothing. And that lady showed that she was pissed off. They done took your school system that you pay. We pay for this foolishness. It looked like people ought to be more upset and want to keep the money. If you ain't doing nothing with the money, why we let you have it?
Well, James, but look, I want to go back to James. Hold on, I want to go back to what this lady was saying, and I'm with you. I think you make the ultimate decision by how you spend your money, And eventually they're going to catch on. I mean, Anheuser-Busch clearly took it up the backside. And they're paying the price for that now. I don't think they're going to be able to recover from this and as a result of their pigheadedness. But you know what? There are more people like these advertising executives out there in some of these other woke companies. And to be honest, I'm sure a lot of the upper management, they don't know anything about what's going on. And unfortunately, it's a little bit too late for Anheuser-Busch. James, we've got to run. Let's go to Keith in Florida. Keith, what say you?
Well, Todd, I really don't believe in boycotts myself, personally. I understand them. I understand why people do them. But for me, as a business person, I understand, especially in these big corporations, when you boycott them, the people that cause the boycott have gold. They have platinum parachutes to get out and go somewhere else and cause chaos. And all the little guys get hurt. And the lady before was talking about the people working. Those are Americans working for that company. I understand it goes to China, but things are so messed up that the leaders of this world have intertwined the shipping and all that so much, manufacturing, that even in America, the rules to say made in America, when you do your research, only 51% of the item has to actually be made in America. And then you have assembled in America. You know, it's so intertwined, and there's a lot of American jobs involved. I believe they want us to cannibalize our economy, so they have their new great reset.
Well, Keith, it's interesting. Don Trump Jr. called for an end to the boycotts last week. He says, and the reason why has nothing to do with morality. It has everything to do with money. He says that Anheuser-Busch has a history of donating to Republicans, and that's why we ought to stop the boycott. I'm not sure, to be honest with you, Keith, I'm not sure that people are boycotting because they do or do not give money to the Republicans. I think this is an issue about shoving an agenda down the throats of American people.
My comment really hadn't anything to do with the donations toward Republicans. It's more toward business and what's going on in the United States and what's happened in the past 30 to 60 years, to where they've shipped all the manufacturing across the overseas. And we were supposed to be the intellectuals, but people started robbing our intellect. And the whole market is messed up. It's so intertwined. When you do a boycott and people lose their jobs, those are real people. The people up there causing the boycott, they have money. They're going to go on to somewhere else and do another chaos somewhere else. We seem to be all falling for this hate each other and let's cancel each other. They want to boycott our businesses. We want to boycott their businesses. What's it going to look like in the end?
It's a fair question, Keith. It's a fair question, and I appreciate the call. Folks, Keith raises an interesting point here, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. The National Republican Congressional Committee posted a tweet. They said, thanks to Dylan Mulvaney, we can all finally admit that Bud Light tastes like water. And by the way, they deleted that tweet and a fundraising page where people could donate money and get a drink koozie. Why do you think they did that? Because somebody went in and figured out that Anheuser-Busch was giving a lot of money to Republican candidates. So it's really, at least for the political world, it's really not about a moral issue. It's not about right or wrong. It's about the bottom line. It's about the campaign donations. As a matter of fact, Anheuser-Busch gave nearly $500,000 to the NRCC in the 2022 election cycle. So that's big business. And when big business comes into play, morality goes right out the window with these folks. Well, there you go. All right. Our telephone number again, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Want to play some audio for you. You know, we were talking a lot about this transgender movement. I was a big fan in college and high school of Monty Python. Remember the Monty Python folks? The Holy Grail. They had a lot of great parody sketches. Well, the Monty Python troupe knew all about the transgenderism and where all of this was going to go way back in the day. Cut number three.
From now on, I want you all to call me Loretta.
What?
It's my right as a man.
Well, why do you want to be Loretta, Stan?
I want to have babies.
You want to have babies?
It's every man's right to have babies if he wants them.
But you can't have babies.
Don't you oppress me.
I'm not oppressing you, Stan. You haven't got a womb. Where's the fetus going to gestate? You're going to keep it in a box?
Here, I've got an idea. Suppose you agree that he can't actually have babies, not having a womb, which is nobody's fault, not even the Romans, but that he can have the right to have babies.
Good idea, Judith. We shall fight the oppressors for your right to have babies, brother. Sister, sorry.
What's the point?
What?
What's the point of fighting for his right to have babies when he can't have babies?
It is symbolic of our struggle against oppression.
Symbolic of his struggle against reality.
It's true. It's absolutely true. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
Traveling to the Holy Land was truly one of the most amazing, life-changing trips of my life. Being able to walk in the same steps that Jesus did is just an overwhelming and powerful experience that I will never forget. Trust me, you're going to want to go visit Israel. For more information, go to holyland.israel.travel. Israel. Exactly like nowhere else.
All right, so Jim Jordan's big hearing underway in New York City, and they just had some moron disrupt it. They're hauling that guy out. We'll try to get that audio for you in the next hour. I want to bring your attention to something that's happening in the Navy, and this is incredibly disturbing. This is a little lengthy, but I want you to hear this. This is a back and forth during a meeting with sailors and Navy leadership, Navy command in Bahrain, about the rights that children have not to tell their parents about gender identity issues. Cut number 8.
When did this policy of preventing parents from being able to access their minor children's medical records start?
I'm not sure of when it happened online. So the question was, when did it start on not allowing parents to see minor children's medical records? I'm not sure. I've been a practicing provider for 6 years, and that's as far as I've known that it's been the case that you're not allowed to see once you're 12 years old. You can come into clinic and you can request those records, but you can't get it online.
So it's just only online? So if a parent wants to come in and find out what's going on with their children's quote-unquote care, they have full access to those medical records, and the providers can't hide any of that or keep these conversations secret from the parents.
If they come in. And I would definitely recommend. So and when they come in for any of these concerns and their parents don't know, I encourage them. I build that rapport, and I encourage them to talk to their parents. Because then, think about it. If they have that trust, that provider, and then you're coming in and getting their medical records, you're breaking that trust. You're not building that trust with that child.
So the only issue I have with that, they're a minor child. They're not of consenting age, correct? So if we're sitting there,
They can't hear.
So I don't understand how, like, because I have a 17-year-old and almost 12-year-old, and I have never been notified of this policy until I just heard about it the other day. And personally, I think it's absolutely abhorrent that medical professionals will keep that kind of information from parents, especially if there's, like, you know, some kind of pregnancy or especially some kind of STI or anything like that, and especially when it comes to gender. There's so many things that are poisoning our kids' minds on social media when it comes to this gender ideology, and then medical professionals are now no longer required to disclose that kind of information to parents. I think it's absolutely abhorrent, disgusting. As a parent, if someone kept that kind of information from me, and I don't know if you can tell, but I am shaking right now because I am furious that you would sit there and think that it's okay to hide that kind of information from a parent, a minor child, because I'll tell you what, that is absolutely important to me. And if I ever find out that my child is going through this issue and I wasn't notified, I will go after every single person's medical license that had anything to do with my child, because I will do anything to keep my children safe. So I think it's absolutely disgusting.
Thank you for your opinion. thank you for your opinion. Just like you are an advocate for your child, I am an advocate for your child.
And so wrong
when they
answer.
Come in and they disclose that information, sometimes I'm the first person that they have told. And that has happened here in Bahrain. I'm the first person that they've given that information. And so then we have a discussion. I have that rapport with them. If they're open enough to tell me that information, then we talk about, hey, I really think you should talk to your parents. I really think they would be able to help you. But then there are parents that don't want to hear it. They're very closed mind, and they don't want to hear it. And that's why they keep those secrets. And that's why we have teenage suicides.
So you're saying that you're the minor child, someone who can't consent to anything, who's not a legal adult, you're saying that minor child, they have, and the medical, quote-unquote medical professional, has more rights than the parent over that child. That's the Navy's policy.
I would encourage you to talk to your child.
That's not what I asked you, ma'am. I'm asking you, according to this policy.
Again, policy. I didn't make it.
I'm not accusing you, ma'am. I'm simply calling out the Navy that the policy gives more rights or circumvents a parent's rights to know, is what you're saying. That's the Navy's official policy.
Yes.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you understand how insane that is? That the United States military is now telling moms and dads that they don't have a right to know about very important issues that their children are going through. And the Navy says that they know better than mom and dad. That's what this is all about. My hat is off to this sailor. And we don't know who this young man is, this individual is. But what we do know is this is a brave dad. I'm curious, what would you have done if you would have been in that situation? We don't know if there were any repercussions. The video, which we will post on our website, actually shows another military officer getting up at the very end of that back and forth and basically saying, that's it, we're done here. But the military is now telling moms and dads that their children can have procedures done. Their children may be treated for some sort of a sexually transmitted disease, and mommy and daddy are never going to know about it. And why is that? Well, you just heard the lady from the Navy say that they have a vested interest in their children. What exactly is that vested interest? The ultimate authority is the mom and the dad, period. But this is where we are right now, folks. This goes all the way back to the administration of Barack Hussein Obama. And remember this idea that government knows best. Government is more capable of raising your children than you are. And it's just getting started. There's a headline out of townhall.com. Sarah Arnold is the writer. Washington State passing a bill that would allow children to be legally taken away from mommy and daddy if mommy and daddy do not consent to a gender transition procedure. So let's say your seven-year-old comes to you and says, yeah, you know what, I want to be your seven-year-old girl. Yeah, I want to be a little boy. And I want to have the procedure. If you say no, Washington State could come in and take away your child. And don't be surprised if the military adapts that kind of policy as well. All right, we got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Traveling to the Holy Land was truly one of the most amazing, life-changing trips of my life. Being able to walk in the same steps that Jesus did is just an overwhelming and powerful experience that I will never forget. Trust me, you're going to want to go visit Israel. For more information, go to holyland.israel.travel. Israel, exactly like nowhere else.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us today. We've got a lot going on this hour of the program. I want to bring your attention to some video that I just retweeted. And by the way, Congressman Ralph Norman's going to be here in just a little while from South Carolina. But I wanted to share with you some this video image that is incredibly disturbing. And there's no really audio that we can play on the radio here. But you need to understand what's really going on out there. And there's really no polite way to say this, but there is anarchy on the streets of Chicago right now. A website based out of the Chicago area shared this disturbing video. This is a website that covers public safety from Chicago's North Side. And over the weekend, you had hundreds of teenagers, overwhelmingly black kids. And I need to share that with you so you can understand the context of what I'm about to share with you. The video shows a white woman trying to escape from a mob. She was trying to go inside a doorway at 129 North Wabash Street or Avenue in Chicago. I mean, the mayhem is just unbelievable. Now, the footage shows this mob of, it looks to be about maybe at least a dozen people, maybe more, brutally beating this woman in the sidewalk inside this doorway. Brutal. It's horrendous video. And if you want to see it, you can go to my Twitter. That's at Todd Stearns. A good friend of this program, Cernovich on Twitter, says, "I hate these videos and I don't like sharing them, but it's time for people to understand their reality. Democrats are programming a group of people to hate." Now, I want you to hear what's going on here, because these are teenagers. These are kids that have been taught for the past couple of years now in their public schools that people like that white woman are oppressing them. And so when the kids go wild, and what happened over the weekend is what they call a wilding, where you have these riots. I mean, hundreds of kids roaming the streets, and that's only going to get worse during the summertime when it really starts to heat up and the kids get out there. And this is happening all over America. But over the weekend, it predominantly happened in the Chicago area. And we're going to see more of this, because these black teens have been programmed, and that's a great word that Cernovich uses. They've been programmed to think that white people are the enemy. The mayor-elect of Chicago just a little while ago told reporters, "You can't demonize these children." Folks, if you've watched the video, and guys over in the control room, watch the video over on my feed and let me know what you guys think here, because it looks to me the only thing missing from this video is a rope. And had they had a rope, I think they would have lynched this woman. I wouldn't wish this on anybody. This is insane. And so you have to ask yourself, why isn't this on the national news? Why isn't the national news broadcasting from Chicago about these riots and the lawlessness? And if this had been a bunch of white kids that had attacked and brutally beaten a black child in the streets, this would have been wall-to-wall news coverage. You would have had the President of the United States boots on the ground in Chicago. So maybe somebody needs to explain to us why that is, why it is that there is a double standard in the news coverage and their reaction to these kinds of crimes. I mean, according to the mayor-elect of Chicago, we're supposed to turn a blind eye to all of this, that this really is just, this is a product of poverty. Well, I'm looking at kids wearing very nice clothes and very nice shoes, and I don't see any poverty in that crowd, in that mob. And this is why Jim Jordan, by the way, is right now boots on the ground in New York City, and they're holding this big hearing on crime, because you have a radical district attorney funded by George Soros who would rather create crimes, make-believe crimes, and go after Donald John Trump than he would prosecuting these brutal crimes that have been occurring in the streets of New York City. By the way, Jim Jordan says this, 327 people. Now, just think about this for a moment. 327 people have committed 6,000 of the theft crimes in New York City. So if you're doing the math here, it seems to me that we would be better off locking these people up after the first time or the second time, or as Jim Jordan said, maybe the 19th time. But they don't do that. They just let these people right back out. You commit a crime in New York City, you don't go to jail, you don't have to pay bail, they let you right out. Compliments of George Soros. They tried that in San Francisco, and how did that work out? In left-wing San Francisco, they actually recalled the George Soros-funded district attorney. By the way, this is a fascinating story, and I've got to share this with you. So the Memphis Police Department's been trying to figure out how to deal with this. They've got the same problem with these renegade teenage thugs as Chicago has, and nobody knows what to do. Over the weekend, dozens and dozens of cars were broken into. Motorists were shot at. It's a war zone as well here. And so the Memphis Police Department came up with a plan to deal with these underage criminals. Cut number five.
Hello. Today, we are here to tell you about what to expect while visiting the downtown area. We have received many phone calls concerning illegal activity, have seen the videos, and have witnessed incidents ourselves. We hear you, and we are here to help.
Recently, we have experienced an influx of juveniles gathering on the weekends in the downtown entertainment district. These juveniles are not accompanied by an adult, which could create problems. We are asking parents and guardians to help us and fellow community members by not dropping off or allowing your children to wander without supervision in the downtown area. The downtown community, like all areas, is a place that should be enjoyed by all. However, many unattended juveniles are partaking in unacceptable behavior. A vast majority of thefts committed in the downtown area have been committed by juveniles. This is unacceptable and will not be tolerated.
Other unacceptable juvenile behavior is cruising aggressively, playing loud music, hanging out of vehicle windows while in motion, aggressive panhandling, breaking into cars, and stealing motor vehicles. Although most offenders are repeat offenders who have been previously detained or arrested, the Memphis Police Department will continue to enforce the laws and address these issues.
To help combat these ongoing problems, the North Plains Station has created a juvenile crime abatement program. This program will address the mentioned crimes along with curfew violations and other criminal activities committed in the downtown area.
The Juvenile Crime Abatement Program is committed to providing a safe environment free of juvenile delinquency by maintaining peace and order. We will create an environment primarily for adult patrons after hours, free of unruly juvenile behavior and mischievous activities. We will monitor curfew violations, arrest juvenile offenders when necessary, and hold parents or legal guardians accountable for the presence and actions of their children in the downtown area.
Okay, that's good. Paris. That's good. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Kyle. And it goes on. This is pretty amazing. So the MPD says, hey, look, if your child goes out there and commits a crime, guess who else is going to jail? You are mommy and daddy. And the Memphis Police Department said they were, because this has been terrible. You downtown's a big tourist area. And so you have these kids down there. They're doing the donuts. They're just screeching the tires. They're causing mayhem, jumping on top of cars, doing to a smaller extent in Chicago what they're doing now on the streets of Memphis, Tennessee. And so the police department says, we're going to start cracking down on this. We're going to start cracking down on kids that are just wandering around, loitering. We're going to start going after these kids that are selling stuff on the sidewalks, causing mayhem. And it sounded like a great plan, right? It sounds pretty bold to me. The police are wanting to do something. They're wanting to address the problem. But they're not going to be able to. Because all you know what broke loose over the weekend when they announced this plan, this new initiative. And Black Lives Matter Memphis got involved. And they say that targeting criminal teenagers is more about tormenting and stacking people with charges. Again, this is pretty much in line with the thinking of the mayor of Chicago, who says you can't be targeting these kids because they are poor. They don't know better. Well, you know what? That's insulting to poor people who, by the way, are not out there committing all of these crimes. You have a bunch of jackbooted thugs. They're the ones committing these crimes. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Traveling to the Holy Land was truly one of the most amazing, life-changing trips of my life. Being able to walk in the same steps that Jesus did is just an overwhelming and powerful experience that I will never forget. Trust me, you're going to want to go visit Israel. For more information, go to holyland.israel.travel. Israel, exactly like nowhere else.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. Happy to have you with us today. Let's get to the phones, 844-747-8868. John in Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM radio. Hi, John, what's on your mind today?
Yes, sir. I was thinking about this issue with the children that are out there committing these crimes, and I'm really afraid that it's not going to be long before we're going to start seeing people defending themselves against these attacks. And I know there's a lot of people out there that value their life, and they're not going to take those additional seconds to try to figure out how old this person is that's staring at them, pointing a gun at them before they start defending themselves. And then that, where is that going to leave us as law-abiding citizens?
Well,
is the government, all these groups, going to come after us for defending ourselves against someone that's a minor?
John, that's a great question, and that is an important question that we have to consider, because there will be those moments, and we've seen that happen all over the country, where people have been going about their business. Maybe they're getting gasoline, they're going grocery shopping, they're putting the bags in the trunk, and all of a sudden they turn around and they're staring down the barrel of a gun, and there's a teenager there. And I mean, and now we're seeing kids as young as 11 and 12 years old now out there carjacking. So it's a good question, and I'm afraid that we're going to be in a situation where the Democrats will use this as yet another opportunity to try and stage a gun grab. I mean, there's polling data out there right now showing that this constant coverage of the mass shootings, and keep in mind, anything they say anything over four, but it's anything over two, they now say is a mass shooting. Well, they're reporting on this every single day, hoping that you're going to throw your hands up in the air and say, this is ridiculous, it's enough, we got to get rid of these guns.
Why are our elected officials not posing these questions, that I had whenever we have these groups that are pushing for soft on crime? Where are our elected officials that are bringing these concerns forward? I don't see or hear anyone talking about this.
No, John, and I don't think you are. And look, the Democrats want this. They want the chaos and they want the lawlessness because they thrive in that kind of an environment. The Republicans aren't going to touch this with a 10-foot pole. As a matter of fact, you've got some Republican lawmakers out there in state houses that are wanting to engage in a crackdown on guns. And, you know, in Tennessee, for example, your governor, you have Bill Lee, who was praised by President Joe Biden. That's never a good thing when your Republican governor is getting praise from a Democrat like Joe Biden.
No, sir. Never.
Well, John, okay. Just hang in there, and I would encourage everybody, look, you've got to be trained. If you own a gun, get yourself trained and be prepared in case that moment comes. Last night, I was reading a story about some guy going out to visiting the family, had the fiance, the two-year-old baby, in the pickup truck. The next thing you know, somebody passes them and that sprays them with bullets. Fortunately, everybody was okay. But it's insane when you look at what's happening out there. And by and large, you have the group that's been told they are oppressed out there committing these crimes. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. By the way, President Trump weighing in. They were supposed to start the big Fox News Dominion lawsuit, but that's been delayed until tomorrow. President Trump calling on Fox to actually go on offense, and they ought to. By the way, every single publication, every single news organization in the country has already convicted Fox. But here's the thing. They have to prove malice. Fox is well within their rights, their constitutional rights, to go out there and put host on the air that don't believe what they're telling you. That's not the issue in court. In court, the issue is malice. Did they do this intentionally to try and destroy Dominion? Trump says what Fox needs to do is come right out of the gate, say there was large-scale cheating and irregularities in the 2020 presidential election, and then see how things go from there. I think that's a brilliant idea. What does Fox have to lose? I mean, really, besides a couple billion dollars. Let's go to Lou in South Carolina. Hi, Lou. What say you?
Well, I say a lot of things, Todd. Thank you for having me. Hey, I just wanted to bring up that, you know, with all this gang activity and, you know, whenever you have a bunch of hoodlums hanging out, it's a gang. And so in the 1990s, I believe it was, California passed laws because to deal with minor children in these gangs to prosecute them as adults. Because, you know, part of the big gang issue in California was these guys were, you know, murdering people, killing people, you know, doing a whole lot of stuff. And so they passed these laws to try these minors as adults so they weren't held harm, you know, they didn't have to worry about the gangs would just let them do these things just to let them go because they knew that they wouldn't be held or prosecuted. And I think they should be doing that now in Chicago.
Well,
but they won't because...
Lou, I've got bad news for you, my friend, because in 2021, I'm looking at a Los Angeles Times article on this, and that law has been ruled unconstitutional. So teenagers younger than 16 may not be tried as adults there in California.
Okay.
But I like the way you're thinking on this, and it makes a lot of sense because, again, these gangs are using these kids to go out there and commit all of these crimes, knowing they're not going to be facing the penalties the older guys would be subjected to. Lou, it's a good thought. We got to take a break here, folks. Hang tight. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
Traveling to the Holy Land was truly one of the most amazing, life-changing trips of my life. Being able to walk in the same steps that Jesus did is just an overwhelming and powerful experience that I will never forget. Trust me, you're going to want to go visit Israel. For more information, go to holyland.israel.travel. Israel, exactly like nowhere else.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. I want to play some audio. This was from Bill Maher's show just the other day. Going at it with Katie Porter. She wants to replace Dianne Feinstein. And then you've got Piers Morgan. And there was a big debate over women's sports. Cut two.
He should be able to have a civil debate. Nobody, including Riley Gaines, who I disagree with strongly, should
feel physically... What do you disagree with out of interest?
I think that it should be up to sporting bodies to make the decisions about who and how should compete.
What if she said that's actually wrong?
I think that what she has done is try to turn this. We talked about people, you know, becoming, using things to kind of get likes and get clicks.
That's not what she's doing. I've got no chuck for Right Against personally, but all I've seen her do is stand up for women's rights to fairness and equality.
But she
actually competed against Leah Thomas, and it was obviously unfair. Leah Thomas won one of the races in the NCAA championships by 50 seconds against a bunch of biological females who simply couldn't keep up. That cannot be right. It cannot be fair.
That is something that I trust, I think our sporting bodies should be dealing with. And by the way, Riley is speaking up for herself, and that is her prerogative, and I respect her free speech.
I think she's speaking up for pretty much every female athlete in the world.
I mean, wasn't that the point of Title IX? Title IX in the early 70s was something that was it was a major event in feminism, that we finally have this law that says at colleges, right, and I think high schools too, but definitely colleges, women's sports have to be given equal to men's sports so that women aren't getting, you know, and this led to the WNBA and lots of other stuff. This seems to be the opposite of that. It seems to be so many instances, I think, where wokeness is the opposite of what I grew up as liberalism. Liberalism was, let's give the women an equal shot. Let's put a male in the swimming pool with the women. I don't get it.
It's crazy. And meanwhile, trans people who genuinely want to compete at athletics and swimming or whatever it may be, they're the ones who are suffering here. They need to be found a way to compete fairly and justly.
Well, what's your answer then?
I think there's one or two answers. I think they either compete against their biological sex, as many of them did before, or you create an entirely new category for a transgender athlete. And then they're able to compete fairly. But what you cannot do is continue to allow more and more trans athletes to start decimating women's records, in some cases, irrevocably. It's just not fair.
All right. I never thought I would hear myself say this, but I actually agree with Bill Maher and Piers Morgan. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend from the great state of South Carolina, Congressman Ralph Norman, joins us. Congressman, I can't find any disagreement with those guys.
Well, I tell you, I just respect what Riley's doing. I respect the fact that she's speaking up. She was had a very public harassment by the left, which is something that's getting to be a daily occurrence for those who, you know, believe like we do, but you know, I met her twice. What a patriot!
She is a patriot, and I do understand, Congressman, that she is backing a piece of legislation that you guys are set to vote on this week that would actually protect women and girls in sports. I want you to tell our listeners about the legislation.
Sure, great legislation. House Resolution 734. It's entitled Women and Girls in Sports Act. Basically, Todd, it just prohibits school athletic programs from allowing individuals whose biological sex at birth was male to participate in programs that are for women or girls. It prohibits that. Greg Stubbe, who's a great patriot, was a sponsor. I'm an original co-sponsor. We're up to 93 now, and you know, it's long. It's sad we have to do this, but it reestablishes the Title IX integrity by prohibiting anyone who receives federal funds and operates sponsors or if they facilitate athletic programs from allowing males to compete in programs that are designated for women or girls. It's common sense, but up in D.C., you know, or across the country, sometimes common sense isn't so common.
It is sort of puzzling, and I, you know, Bill Maher brought this up in that clip we played. What about Title IX? Are people just tossing that to the wayside now? I mean, that was the whole point of Title IX, was to give women an equal platform when competing in sports and clubs and other activities.
Yeah, the intention wasn't to let them cross sports by accepting, you know, a biological male competes in men's sports, a biological female competes in women's sports. And we've got a case in my state, in fact, in my hometown, where a school, we're getting a letter off that is allowing boys to enter the girls' bathroom, which is outrageous. not only is it not safe, as has been seen in Loudoun County, Virginia, it doesn't make sense. And we just got to get our voice back and fight it. And Riley Gaines is leading the way. And what a she's a great spokesman. And the louder they protest her, the better and the more determined that she is to stop this.
Congressman, I'm wondering if there's anything you guys can do as holders of the purse strings when these public universities like San Francisco State do not protect free speech on their campus. And the fact that Riley Gaines had to be isolated, had to be put away in a secure room while this mob was outside, the fact that she was attacked, she was punched or beaten by these people, and nobody got arrested, nobody got punished for that. I'm wondering if you guys can send a message.
First thing we've got to do, Todd, is expose it. We've got to pick them by name, name the colleges, universities that are doing this. And we've got to contact their donors. I mean, the bottom line, the funding is one thing. And it would take, Congress should be an easy ask to defund those programs that are doing these outrageous things to our young men and women. So, but first step that I'm doing is the ones I find out about is exposing them, and then let the donors know and see if they agree. They're the ones paying the bills. It's not the administrators or the tenured professors that are. They're the ones that are taking the mantle up and doing it. But they have a boss, and it's called the taxpayer.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is Congressman Ralph Norman. Later this week, Congress expected to vote, at least the House is, on this bill that would protect women and girls in sports. And, you know, Congressman, if you're a coach, you're always looking for that advantage over the opposing team. And that's why you're always looking for the bigger, stronger, badder person. And if I do see a day coming when there will not be biological women playing in women's sports, only because the coaches want to be able to take advantage of bringing on transgender athletes.
Well, if you look at, this is like having, pick the MMA as an example. Mike Tyson didn't fight in that, but pick if you had any female MMA fighter to fight Mike Tyson in a boxing match. Riley Gaines told us some things that went on with what happened in the locker room with those who are professing to be, biological females. It's against nature, and it's just wrong. But, it's being highlighted now. H.R. 734 will be on the floor, I think, Wednesday. And I think it'll pass probably along party lines. But, we're going to do it, and we're going to keep doing this type thing as long as it keeps coming up.
I love it. Well, I think it's a great thing you're doing, Congressman. And I know there are a lot of ladies, a lot of young girls, athletes out there that are so incredibly thankful that somebody's got the common sense to stand up and do the right thing.
Well, it is. We have to get our voice back, Todd. The left is, they got megaphones with the media that they have. But, everyday America is waking up. And it's our shining moment now, and I think we're going to be. You'll see more people coming to the forefront on this.
All right, well, Congressman, appreciate you, and thanks for joining us on the show today.
My pleasure. Thank you, Todd.
All right, Congressman Ralph Norman, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry about those clicks. Not quite sure what that is, but we're working through it. Let's go to the phones here. Tracy in Georgia wants to weigh in on this transgender sports issue. Hi, Tracy. What you got?
Hey, Todd. So, I'm curious. We're hearing about all of these transgender women that are wanting to compete with the other women, but we're not seeing a huge influx of transgender men that are wanting to flip-flop in the sports. So, I'm thinking they're okay if they're a female that wants to be a man. They're okay staying where they're at in the sport because they're probably going to excel if they're taking the testosterone or whatever it is that they give, a woman that wants to be a man. But we're seeing a huge influx of the mediocre men, mediocre in their sports, say as Leah Thomas was when he was participating as a man, now wanting to participate as a woman.
Tracy, he came in for, he was the 462nd ranked male swimmer. And then he turns around and decides, oh, I'm going to become a woman. And he ends up breaking, you know, world records for female swimming. Yes. But you well, because, and I'm going to answer this question because, look, I think ladies are not stupid and the guys are not stupid. The guys know that if they can identify as a woman, they're going to win. But the girls also recognize that if they want to identify as a man, there's and let's just say they get put on the Georgia football, the Georgia Bulldogs football team. Can you imagine what would happen if you had an all defensive line made up of women? Just think about that, right? I mean, it's just common sense. But I'll throw you another one, Tracy. You notice how you never see drag kings? You don't see the women dressing up provocatively like men. It's only the guys doing that.
Exactly. Exactly. I don't know. I think our world's gone to heck in a handbasket, and we need to fall to our knees and pray that something changes soon, Todd.
It is a slippery slope, Tracy, but I'm glad to see Congress, at least these Republicans in the House, standing up and saying, you know what, we got to fix this. This is just not right.
Yes, it's about time we started standing up. All right, well, you have a great
Tracy.
Day. Thanks for letting me chime in.
All right, you got it. Thank you for listening to us, WDUN, our great affiliate there. Well, folks, what do you think about this? Are you glad that Congress is stepping in, intervening, and trying to establish some common sense when it comes to gender roles? And by the way, this is just thinking, I don't want to get us too far off topic here, but the one question that the mainstream media is not asking about all these drag queens wanting to go into the libraries and the grade schools and wanting to bring the three-year-olds to their performances. Nobody's ever asked us this question. Why? Why are the drag queens so determined to get these children to their performances? Somebody needs to answer that question. 844-747-8868. That's our number. We'll be right back.
Traveling to the Holy Land was truly one of the most amazing, life-changing trips of my life. Being able to walk in the same steps that Jesus did is just an overwhelming and powerful experience that I will never forget. Trust me, you're going to want to go visit Israel. For more information, go to holyland.israel.travel. Israel, exactly like nowhere else.
Everybody, good to have you with us. By the way, Washington State, this is from Sarah Arnold. Washington State passed a bill allowing children to legally be taken away from their parents for not consenting to gender transition procedures on their children. We told you they're coming for your kids. That's what the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus vowed, right? I tried to tell you guys. But that's true. They really are coming for the kids.
We're coming for your children.
All right. CVS, the drugstore chain. Golly, that's creepy. CVS says that they're releasing a gender transition guide. They say employees must... Golly, Kyle. Yeah, you can't spring that on me. We're coming for your children.
We're coming for your children.
Oh, my word. Why don't they use jazz hands? They've got to. Anyway, CVS says that employees have to use preferred pronouns. And they can also use the bathroom reflecting their identity. The guidelines obtained exclusively by Fox Business. Employees are told they may be entitled to a medical leave of absence under the Family and Medical Leave Act if they want to chop off their private parts. Transitioning employees are also asked to tell their immediate leaders about their transition so the company can provide support and to make your transition as smooth as possible. I wonder, just wonder, and I'm just throwing this out there because they've got so many cases of Bud Light that people just aren't going to buy anymore. And why is that? Because that is the beverage of choice. That is the gender fluid, if you will, of choice. Maybe they could give a case to your transitioning workers. The guide says you may also wish to have appropriate medical care to support your transition, including treatments such as hormone replacement therapy and or gender confirmation surgery. Does anybody stop to think, man, this is a whole lot of work, right? I mean, if in fact this is all natural, then why isn't it happening naturally? Why do you have to intervene with medical, with medicines and medical procedures? CVS is also advising workers that they have to address people by their preferred pronouns and names. I'm assuming what you're going to have that on the badge now, where you got your name, Gary, and your he, his. Is that what they're doing at CVS? You see, this is why I shop at a local drugstore, locally owned, because they don't tolerate that nonsense. I say good for you. All right, some breaking news coming out of Washington, D.C., where the Chinese are up to no good. And we've known this for quite some time. Two New York residents have been arrested in New York City for running a secret, undeclared Chinese police station. The Justice Department says it's a significant national security matter. Really? Is that true? It seems to me the larger national security matter would be a president of the United States and his family being owned lock, stock, and barrel by the Chinese. So the two Chinese people arrested, Liu and Chen, I'm not going to pronounce the last names, don't want to butcher it. So Liu and Chen have been charged with conspiring to act as agents of China's government, also violating our nation's sovereignty by operating a police station in the middle of New York City. Here's the question I have. Were they actually arresting the criminals? Were they able to keep them incarcerated? Maybe New York City might be better off with the Chinese running things than Alvin Bragg. Oh, geez, Alou. The undeclared police station. So, again, this is like, just imagine us going over to China and opening up an American police station in the middle of Beijing. But apparently this was opened up in Chinatown in Lower Manhattan. There you go, just 2 miles. 2 miles from the Brooklyn Bridge. There you go, folks. I'm telling you, China, they're up to no good. All right, we got to take a break here. Coming up, Rita Cosby from New York City. Also, Art Alley from the Timothy Plan. It's going to be a lot of fun, plus your calls as well. In the meantime, head over to ToddStearns.com. We'll be right back, America.
Traveling to the Holy Land was truly one of the most amazing, life-changing trips of my life. Being able to walk in the same steps that Jesus did is just an overwhelming and powerful experience that I will never forget. Trust me, you're going to want to go visit Israel. For more information, go to holyland.israel.travel. Israel, exactly like nowhere else.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right. Well, hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. This just in, this is sort of exciting news. So a number of big shopping malls, we're talking about the big high-end malls around America, now implementing policies that will ban unaccompanied young people. So if you're under the age of 18, you're not going to be allowed inside a lot of malls, including our listeners over in the Atlanta area. Lenox Mall, they now have a policy. And also, this just in from New Jersey, the second largest mall in New Jersey, and by the way, one of the most profitable malls in America, Westfield, the Westfield Garden State Plaza, they are now implementing a plan. And the reason why is they're tired of parents dropping off the kids and letting the kids create chaos in the malls. And I guarantee you, folks, if they stick to this, they're going to be able to save shopping malls. The reason people don't want to go there is because of all the crime. And you crack down on the kids, I think everything's going to be fine. So anyway, good news and good for you guys who run the shopping malls across America. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We've been following a big story out of New York with the GOP crime hearing underway. Our good friend, she is the host of the Rita Cosby Show on WABC. Rita Cosby. Rita, how are you?
I am doing great, Todd. And, you know, just what you were talking about with crime, it is taking center stage in New York. And, of course, we have one of the softest on crime DAs in the country, Alvin Bragg. And his track record has been on full display this morning. I mean, this has been one of the most emotional, I think, gripping hearings that we've seen in New York, because we're hearing from a number of victims of crime and people who lost loved ones and their testimony. I mean, who better than to hear from people who experienced it firsthand? And one of them is a woman named Madeline Bram, who lost her son, an Army veteran, and the killer of her son. And this just happened recently, is already back out on the street.
What?
So here she is. She's pleading and saying, and here she is, an African-American woman talking about how devastating crime is in New York. And she was pleading with the Republican committee, Todd, like saying, basically, if you give one federal dollar, it is one too much to Alvin Bragg, because there are some federal dollars we know that have been used in his investigations for sure, and including of President Trump. But it was emotional. It was gripping. And we also heard from a representative, Jose Alba. He's the guy who was the bodega worker. Remember that case, Todd?
That
was the one that
made
huge headlines. Yes, he was defending his bodega. And this, to me, just epitomizes the wackiness of soft on crime DAs, not just in New York, but really around the country. This guy was defending his bodega. He was a hardworking guy from Dominican Republic, an outstanding employee. Suddenly, this big guy jumps behind the counter, starts attacking him and assaulting him. He defends himself, kills the guy. It was basically totally in self-defense. You see it on the videotape, on the store camera. And Alvin Bragg ends up charging that guy with second-degree murder, throws him into Rikers, and it wasn't until there was a public outcry that he got out. So it was great to have at least some of these victims of horrible crimes be able to testify, or at least have representatives testify, to explain and finally have their day in court. At least it gave them some solace, and America got to hear just the wackiness of some of these cases that are happening in New York and other places around the country.
And I think that's something that needs to happen. I know that Congressman Jordan, who is chairing this hearing, said they're going to be doing this in other cities. I hope they come to Memphis, Tennessee, because we have a George Soros DA who is also a Star Trek aficionado who likes to cosplay in Star Trek uniforms while putting very dangerous people back out onto the streets, just like Alvin Bragg is doing in New York. And Rita, I'm curious to know, what's been the reaction there in New York of the Republicans coming to town?
Well, it's been mixed. I mean, there are definitely many people in New York who are saying bravo, because everybody sees it on the streets of New York. However, the Democrats keep saying this is a political stunt. And there were protesters out there shouting at the Republicans today saying, you know, this is about politics, you know, calling for, you know, treason, basically, and everything else after Jim Jordan. But on the flip side, there are so many average, everyday New Yorkers, and of course, those who testified, and I think anybody who walks the streets of New York. I remember when you were back in New York, my friend, you and I were talking about it. You could see it. Nobody feels safe in New York. And some of the statistics are really alarming. I mean, you were just talking about the kids in the malls. Here's a number. There are 327 people that basically have committed 6,000 shoplifting arrests in New York. 327. So that means they keep getting rearrested over and over and over again. That's just for shoplifting. And there are many more violent crimes where we are seeing repeat offenders over and over again. So many of the residents of New York City are saying this is about time that Bragg's track record is on full display. And hopefully it's a wake-up call to soft-on-crime DAs like the one there in Memphis, too, as well.
Rita Cosby on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line this afternoon. And of course, Rita, all this is happening while Chicago dealt with sheer anarchy out on the streets. Hundreds of teenagers rioting, beating people up, attacking motorists, jumping on their cars. And you've got the mayor-elect, who was elected because he promised to be soft on crime. He's out there saying, hey, 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 don't demonize the children.
I couldn't believe that. By the way, I can't be surprised, because this new guy, Johnson, the new mayor, who is to the left of Lori Lightfoot, which is, if you could imagine that. And again, the choice there was between him and a guy named Paul Vallis. Paul Vallis had support from the police union. And yet Gerald Johnson, also two Democrats, by the way, who made it to the runoff. Lori Lightfoot, as we know, the current mayor, did not make it. So Gerald Johnson, the new mayor, wins. He has said in the past, defund the police. He's talked about sending social workers instead of police officers. So I guess we shouldn't be surprised that he seems to be defending the people that are out there causing the ruckus and actually some crimes, as we know, on the streets of Chicago in the last few days. I think Chicago, sadly, is in for a really bumpy ride. Yeah. You would have thought they had a choice after Lori Lightfoot. And again, they went left of Lori Lightfoot. And now they have a guy who is basically making excuses for those who are demonizing the streets of Chicago. It's a really sad situation, Todd.
Yeah, we're calling this guy Mayor Lighterfoot, so he's even...
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
Terrible. Rita, I'm curious. President Trump was back home in New York City a couple of weeks back for the indictment. How are things going there? What's your take on how this is going to play out?
Well, he's got a lot of different legal actions, which it seems like the Democrats are trying to like throw a million darts at him and see which one sticks. For the one that he was here for, the Bragg case, that was the first one, because if Danny came in last week, also again for Letitia James, who's the attorney general, that was about the business, the Trump Organization. The first one, most people think that it is a fairly weak case. And it's interesting, even to hear from liberals, it's very weak. When even on CNN, you hear them say, oh, this looks underwhelming. That's basically the reaction from most of them. However, Alvin Bragg is full steam ahead. He doesn't seem to want to comply with anything that the Jim Jordan committee, which is part of the reason they want to investigate, the basis for the investigation against President Trump. How much federal money was used? How did you get there? And they don't even want to talk about that. They refuse to even go there. So Alvin Bragg's office is fighting Jim Jordan tooth and nail and in every different direction, basically saying he's not going to comply. He doesn't want anybody even in his office or even former employees to comply. But I think the tactic by the Democrats clearly is to try to go after Trump in every single different direction. He did testify, by the way, on the second one. The Letitia James one. He apparently testified for 7 hours, answered tons of questions. And my first reaction, by the way, after that one was, boy, can you imagine Biden, if he ever had to testify in something? He wouldn't last 7 minutes, let alone 7 hours, Todd.
It's a fair point. Well, Rita, what you got coming up on the show later tonight?
Well, we are definitely going to be talking a lot about the hearing here today. We're going to be talking with a whole bunch of the different folks who had testified today. Emotional, gripping testimony like we have never seen. And it's an important issue because people are so concerned about the safety, not just in New York, but around the country. And where is the money coming from? As we know, a lot of it from George Soros and many others. We're going to be investigating the money train. And we're going to be talking also more about, you just talked about that important thing about now, should kids be chaperoned to maybe all the malls, not just some of the malls in New York City? What do we do to clamp down on crime? Because that's the bottom line. People in America deserve to be safe, whether they live in Memphis, New York, wherever it is. We need to, and it's something we're seeing sadly across this country.
Well said. All right, Rita, we're going to let you get back to it. Appreciate you spending some time with us this afternoon.
And Todd, I love you anytime, and I'm so excited to be with you. I love the show, I love the station, and I adore you, my friend.
Oh, you're kind to say it. We love you too, Rita. Rita Cosby, everybody. Great radio show. And you folks in Memphis, the number one show in that time slot, Rita Cosby. How about that? There you go. She's that good, folks. Just an amazing show. And we've got a link to Rita's website, all of her information over on the live show blog. All right. Before we go to break, I want to read some of these comments. A lot of you folks weighing in on the Facebook live stream. Todd, Chicago needs conservative Republicans. Laura says the problem in Chicago is they say people are sick and tired of crime going on and they still vote for the Dummycrats. I like what you did there, Laura. They need to have common sense and quit voting for them. It's true. Lorraine says, with warmer weather coming, this behavior will last all summer if there are no consequences. Where are the parents? Will they only show up for a funeral for their kids? San Francisco, New York, Baltimore, Chicago have out-of-control teens. Can I throw Memphis into that mix as well, Lorraine? Look, you're absolutely right. And how do you feel about this, folks? Should every shopping mall in America require young people under the age of 18 to have a chaperone? You think that's a good idea? 844-747-8868. That is a toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, let me tell you something here, folks. Our friends over at Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier, have a great deal for you. They want you to switch to Patriot Mobile right now. And if you do and use my promo code, you will get free activation and a free gift. Patriot Mobile has broad nationwide coverage. They use the same towers the other carriers use, and they have a plan to fit any budget, no matter how big or small. If you are a veteran, you will receive additional discounts. Go to patriotmobile.com/Todd for more information. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd or call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. We'll be right back.
Traveling to the Holy Land was truly one of the most amazing, life-changing trips of my life. Being able to walk in the same steps that Jesus did is just an overwhelming and powerful experience that I will never forget. Trust me, you're going to want to go visit Israel. For more information, go to holyland.israel.travel. Israel, exactly like nowhere else.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. Let's go right to the phones. 844-747-8868. Patty in North Carolina, WSIC. Patty.
Todd, my friend, how are you?
Patty, I'm tired. I can't pull these all-nighters anymore. You got to help me out here, Patty.
All right, listen. I'm just going to say something. You might not want to hear what I have to say, but I talked to my granddaughter over the weekend, okay? And this is what she said to me. This is a kid who she's 24 years old, and she's giving me advice. She's saying, "Grandma, this is what's going on with the Conservative Party. They have to tone it down. They cannot. The Democrats are playing dirty, but they're winning."
So the granddaughter is saying
she's saying how Fetterman and them got in there was through. Everybody thought, oh, the abortion wasn't anything. My granddaughter said, no. The abortion and the crime. You have young people going out there voting for these people because they don't condone anything.
Interesting. How do you feel about that?
I feel terrible, but I'm hearing this from my granddaughter and her friends. I mean, that's what she said, because I have girlfriends, they have grandkids. One's in Allentown and one's in Lancaster County. All their kids voted for Fetterman.
Interesting. Now, Patty,
yes.
The problem here is that we're dealing with kids in their public schools that have been radicalized, that have been indoctrinated. And, you know,
right,
the kids,
and they're coming up, and they're voting for the Democrats.
Yep, they are. And so the question is, how do the Republicans combat that? What's the answer?
I hate to say this, but we're going to have to get just as dirty as the Democrats.
Well, I think one of the biggest issues facing conservatives, we've got to get back into the classroom. We've got to get conservative school teachers out there. And where are they going to be educated?
I don't know. It's going to be tough, Todd. Yeah. You know, 2024, I'm really afraid we're going to lose.
Well, it's going to be tough. But again, if we can get more than 20% of the evangelicals out, we're going to win. no matter what.
Right. Yeah,
I mean, if we get 50, it's going to be a landslide. But we got to get the good conservative Christian people off their butts and get them out to the ballot box.
And another thing we have to work on, we have to stop fighting inside our own party.
Patty, you are preaching to the choir here. And look, I mean, it's if people have not figured this out yet, this is Trump's race. I mean, you've got people like Marsha Blackburn, Bill Hagerty throwing in for Trump over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
People are backing out. You've got donors to Ron DeSantis that are saying, you know what, it's not your time, Ron. New Reuters poll out, Trump 58%, DeSantis 21%, and then everybody else trails off from there. So we got to get behind our guy. If DeSantis is the best choice for VP, we get him for VP.
Exactly. I totally agree, but I just wanted to let you know where the young people are coming from.
Patty, I appreciate that. You keep me posted, and let's keep that granddaughter conservative.
She's good.
Oh, good.
She's just saying how it's going. How it's going in the country.
I've heard that from other conservative kids too, Patty. So you're right on the money there. All right, let's go All right, thanks, Patty. Let's go to Anna in Georgia. Hi, Anna. What's on your mind?
Hey, I think it boils down to you know, the culture's gone to hell in a handbasket. You've got no respect. No accountability, no responsibility, and it's being touted by people who really, you know, you really don't know their background. You see them on TV, the media is giving them the microphone so that they can be heard, and they, you know, it's a combination of unaccountability from so many different places. And, you know, I remember back, I was telling Dylan, I remember back in the 80s when my kids were young and, you know, they wanted to go down to Lenox Square and all that downtown Atlanta. And I said, no, I don't think so.
Good for you.
I mean, that's not going to happen. And if they went on spring break, I just took time and I went with them.
Yeah, there you go. And Anna, you are a mom. You were doing what a mom is supposed to do. All right, Anna, hey, do this. We got to skedaddle for a break. Good for you, Anna. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Traveling to the Holy Land was truly one of the most amazing, life-changing trips of my life. Being able to walk in the same steps that Jesus did is just an overwhelming and powerful experience that I will never forget. Trust me, you're going to want to go visit Israel. For more information, go to holyland.israel.travel. Israel. Exactly like nowhere else.
Something's been bothering me about this mass shooting over the weekend. And I'm just going to share the stance with you, and maybe you have some insight here. But according to the latest information, this is from about 11 minutes ago, 4 people were shot dead and 28 others were also shot and survived, but many of those are in very bad shape at hospitals around Alabama, Dadeville, Alabama. Now, what I find fascinating is the mainstream media wants to disappear this story, and they've done a pretty good job of disappearing this story. And my question is, why? I mean, when you look at what happened in Nashville, where you had 6 people shot and killed, and that was it, by the way, 6 people shot and killed. Here you've got 4 people shot and killed, 28 others were shot. This was a huge story that happened, and yet, for some reason, the mainstream media has decided we are not interested in covering this story anymore. And by the way, the information coming out from Dadeville, Alabama, just bizarre. It took them over 12 hours to put together a statement, and the statement actually, they spent more time defending the town's good name than they did giving out information, and the gunman is still on the loose. And we've got no information on that bad guy. But something doesn't smell right about all of this. And the mainstream media, the national press, 4 dead, 28 injured, and you're telling me that's not a big story? I suspect it doesn't fit the national narrative that they're always talking about. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Program. Happy to have you with us today. So a lot of companies around the nation are going woke, and we're seeing this play out in real time. I want to go to my good friend, a great American patriot and a good godly Christian man. He founded Timothy Plan, timothyplan.com, and we're going to talk about that in just a moment. But I'm talking about Art Alley. Art, how you doing today?
Todd, I am doing fine. I hear a lot of frustration in your questions about mainstream media, and my question is, why do we keep calling it mainstream media? They're just propaganda machines, and they've got an agenda. We'll never understand why. Anyway, you're right on. I couldn't agree with you more.
You know, Art, earlier in the show, we were talking about CVS, the pharmacy chain. They're announcing new policies where employees will be required to use their preferred pronouns. They're going to be taking people through all this training. Then you've got the situation with Budweiser, and they've lost billions of dollars. And it's just shocking to me to see the extent these companies are willing to go to get woke, not understanding that when that happens, they go broke.
Well, there's no question about that, but they're also under pressure to go woke. There are humongous financial enterprises like BlackRock, I think we've talked about this before, and Vanguard, who own such big chunks of the stock of these major companies that they're able to dictate to management what they need to be doing. And these companies are way sold out to woke and ESG and all the rest of the garbage that is doing nothing but spitting in the face of the creator of the universe, which is what keeps me kind of steady through turbulent waters like I've been going through here recently. Woke is anti-values, anti-God. It is pushing an agenda to get total control. I just shake my head and say, you know what? I know who's in charge, and it ain't them. So that kind of keeps, and, you know, I'm sure Bonnie is looking down from heaven, shaking her head, saying, you know what? None of this really matters.
And you know,
that sounds strange coming from me, I know, but none of this really matters. If you have an eternal perspective, you do the best you can while we're here, and you're doing that, and I'm trying to do that. But in the final analysis, you're not going to stay here. You cannot stay here. And when you finally draw your last breath, you're going to one or two places. And the only secure knowledge I have is I know where she is, and for the listeners, my wife passed away here about a month ago.
And let me jump in here. I was going to save that story for the end, but let's talk about that now, because I know you talk about Miss Bonnie a lot during our conversations over the past year and a half or so, and she recently went to go be with our Lord.
That is correct. And, people wonder, I can't tell you how many friends are looking at me, expecting me to be wringing my hands in some corner or something. And I can't do that, Todd. I have been blessed beyond the majority of people who ever walked this earth, because I was married to the love of my life for 61 years,
wow,
8 months and 9 days. And then I have the assurance that God ushered her into heaven, which is our eternal home. So Bonnie did not leave home. Bonnie went home. And maybe half the audience can't understand that, but maybe the other half can. Because I do not have blind faith. It's factual faith. I know that I know that I know, and it's not just hope. So that's what keeps me going. Anyway, I wanted to get that off my chest, because people keep asking, my gosh, how are you handling this? Well, I handle it because I know who's in charge, and it ain't me.
Amen. And Art, you and I were chatting, and I don't know, was this the day after, I believe, and you were back in the office.
Well, for a short time. But I appreciate your call and your concern, and I thank you for that. And I mean, we had a celebration of celebrations for her that I think was unparalleled. People keep talking about it even now. But she was honored, and she should have been honored. She was a special lady.
Well said. Well said. Art Alley on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. And Art, I know a lot of our audience is praying for you and your family, and you're right. This was a home going, as we say down in the southern states.
Hey, Todd, can I make an offer to the audience?
You may. Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I think you know my friend Paul Blair, who's one of the top preachers in America.
I do.
Paul wrote a little pamphlet, about 13 pages, that's entitled, It's Not Blind Faith. And it is such a resource for people that, you know, we don't know always what to say to some of these other people that come around us. I'm going to make an offer to any of the audience that wants to call Timothy Plan, email me, artalley@timothyplan.com. I will send them a free copy of that pamphlet, and that is one of the best resources I have ever seen. And, I mean, I've seen all kinds of stuff. But it is something we need to arm the body of Christ with so we can defend the faith, because it is not blind faith that we have. It is solid, based on fact, based on historical and biblical fact. And, you know, once you are armed with that information, you are able to go toe-to-toe with anybody. So, you know, I don't know why, but I just felt an impulse to offer that to anybody who wants it. I'll buy as many copies as it takes, and I'll send them out at our expense.
Art, I want you to give us the information again. Where do people need to call or email?
Either call 800-TIM-PLAN, 800-TIM-PLAN, or email. They can use my name, Art Alley, A-R-T-A-L-L-Y, at TimothyPlan.com.
Got it.
And we will send that free of any obligation, or, you know, at our cost. It is such a powerful resource that I wish every Bible-believing Christian in America would arm themselves with, because it is. I can't explain it to you. I'll send you a copy, Todd, and you let me know next time we talk if you disagree with that.
I'd love to get a copy of it, Art. I would. And folks, again, TimothyPlan.com, TimothyPlan.com. You need to check out the wonderful resources that Art and his team have for you so that you can invest biblically. And it is just, it's such a wonderful, wonderful process. And they have wonderful information for you there at TimothyPlan.com. Art, I hope you know you got a lot of people praying for you and the team at Timothy Plan, as well as your family. And we consider you to be family right here on this radio program.
Man, I can't thank you enough. That is priceless. Thank you. You're special, a special friend, and I appreciate it. And I appreciate the work you're doing, you know, because while we're this side of heaven, we are commanded to occupy while we're here. So you're doing that. I'm trying to do that. And, you know, if the audience isn't doing it, you better look in the mirror and find out what God has put you on this earth to do and get busy doing it.
I love it.
Yeah, man.
All right, Art, good hearing from you.
All right, bud. Thanks.
All right. Good man right there. And folks, free, F-R-E-E. So I want you to do this. Call right now and get this pamphlet that Art was talking about. 800-TIM-PLAN. That's 1-800-TIM-PLAN. Or you can email Art, and Art will send you a copy. And just such a humble man and incredibly generous, Art Alley, A-R-T-A-L-L-Y, at TimothyPlan.com. That's Art Alley at TimothyPlan.com. And look, again, just with our audience here, pray for Art. You know, he and his wife married more than 60 years, and she went home to be with the Lord. And we want to pray for Art. And maybe you want to call in and say, you know what, I'm going to support Art, and I'm going to pray for Art. I know we'd love to hear from you. 866-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
Traveling to the Holy Land was truly one of the most amazing, life-changing trips of my life. Being able to walk in the same steps that Jesus did is just an overwhelming and powerful experience that I will never forget. Trust me, you're going to want to go visit Israel. For more information, go to holyland.israel.travel. Israel, exactly like nowhere else.
All right. So the staff has informed me I've been giving out the wrong phone number. I told you I had to pull an all-nighter to get this book wrapped up. So look, our telephone number is 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. So you have to bear with me for the next 2 days. I'll be a little punchy, but the book getting wrapped up and hopefully we'll be in bookstores later this fall. So we're sort of excited about that. And again, if you want to get this free gift from Art Alley and also just offer him a word of encouragement, his wife of more than 60 years passed away, give him a call, 800-1-800-TIM-PLAN. That's 1-800-TIM-PLAN. Art said he will send you this beautiful pamphlet free of charge. I think that's pretty cool. All right. Wow. What a crazy day this has been. And again, Jim Jordan, you gotta love the Republicans taking the fight directly to Alvin Bragg's backyard. And that's the way you got to do it. So my hat is off to these guys as they're out there fighting and the Republicans are doing exactly what they promised us they were going to do. And I say good for you. Good for you. All right, I want to play some audio here. This is from Pete Buttigieg. Now, Buttigieg is already on the record saying interstates are racist, right? So now he's saying that your car may be racist. Cut number four, please.
We've got a crisis when it comes to roadway fatalities in America. We lose about 40,000 people every year. It's a level that's comparable to gun violence. And we see a lot of racial disparities. Black and brown Americans, tribal citizens, and rural residents much more likely to lose their lives, whether it's in a car or as a pedestrian being hit by a car. There are a lot of reasons related to discrimination, related to even the ways that roads are designed and built. Who has access to a safe street design that's got crosswalks and good lighting? Who doesn't have that access? That can drive disparities, and we have a responsibility to act on that.
What is this moron talking about? What is up with this guy? By the way, when he was mayor of South Bend, Indiana, he couldn't even fill the potholes. And this guy's our transportation secretary. So now we understand. I don't know what it's like where you are, but here in Memphis, we have this huge loop around the city called I-240. And the thugs use this as a raceway. And so they'll get in there, what, Infinities or Dodge Chargers? Is that pretty much it? Did I leave any other car brand out here, guys? They will actually get in these cars and they will drive 120, 130, 140 miles an hour in traffic, weaving in and out. It is the most insane thing. And until you've actually been here to experience it, you just don't get it. But it will freak you out. We got people getting their cars wrapped around telephone poles all over the place. I think more people are getting killed in car accidents in Memphis than are getting shot down. Unless, of course, they're actually shooting AR-15s from the moving cars, which is a regular occurrence, too. But now Pete Buttigieg is telling us, the Transect Buttigieg is now telling America that the reason why minorities are dying in car crashes is because of racism. I have no words for that. It's ludicrous, just simply ludicrous. By the way, last night, I love this. One of the TV sports guys was driving in Memphis, and the guy's just right. It's a great area, very popular road, Union Avenue. And all of a sudden, he's surrounded by these morons doing donuts and screeching and doing the whole nine yards, acting the fool, as Grandmother Starnes used to say. Acting the fool. But nobody wants to talk about it. By the way, the police are not allowed to pull these people over because the city council is run by progressives, and they just passed some rules. They're all about passing rules to stop the police from doing their job. That's not racist. That's just insane. It's stupid. But this is where we are right now in America. All right. Got to remind you, folks, we've got some exciting stuff happening on this program. And one of the big things we're getting ready to do, we are taking 100 of our great listeners to the Holy Land. That's coming up in November. And if you go to toddstearns.com right now, you can find all the information you need about our upcoming trip. And we would love to have you join us. It's going to be an incredible trip, and it's going to be a once-in-a-lifetime trip to the Holy Land. That's November 12th through the 19th, 7 days, 7 nights, and we have the itinerary. We're going to be busy, but we're going to be taking you to the Western Wall, the Mount of Beatitudes. We're going to Mount of Olives and the Garden Tomb, Garden of Gethsemane. We're going to be giving you a private tour of the Knesset, the Israeli Parliament, and so many other places. Now, a lot of people say, well, Todd, do we stay at the Motel 6? No, not with us. We're giving you a first-class trip and tour of the Holy Land, and you are going to love this. So, folks, go to toddstearns.com. All the information is there. You say, do I have to pay for everything up front? No, you don't. We actually have an installment plan. Do you have to have a COVID vaccine? No, you do not. So you just come as you are, as we say at my Baptist church. All right. Again, toddstearns.com if you would like information on our upcoming trip to the Holy Land. And I hope to see you and your family in Israel. All right, folks, be good. Got to get out of here. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
Identity theft shows no signs of slowing down. In fact, more than $14 billion were stolen last year. That's a criminal success story and a wake-up call for everyone else. It can be dangerously easy to steal your identity. LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. If you become a victim, LifeLock will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year by going to LifeLock.com/Salem.